I fell silent for a while and sipped coffee. Then I asked, "Just curious, who holds the sword when you catch him? It's usually Morgan who does the head chopping." "Captain Lucio, I reckon," Ebenezer said, "or someone she appoints. But she ain't the kind to foist something like that off on a subordinate." I got treated to the mental image of Anastasia decapitating her old apprentice. Then of me taking Molly's head, I shuddered. "That sucks." Ebenezer kept staring at the fire, and his eyes seemed to sink into his head, as if he'd aged 20 years right in front of me. "Aye." The door to the war room opened, and a slender, reedy little wizard in a tan tweed suit entered, lugging a large portfolio. His short white hair was curled tightly against his head, and his fingers were stained with ink. There was a pencil tucked behind one ear and a fountain pen behind the other. He stopped and peered around the room for a moment, spotted Ebenezer, and bustled right on over.
"Pardon, Wizard McCoy," he said. "If you have a moment, I need you to sign off on a few papers."
Ebenezer put his coffee on the floor and accepted a manila folder from the little guy, along with the fountain pen. "What this time, Peabody?"
"First power of attorney for the office in Jakarta to purchase the building for the new safe house,"
Wizard Peabody said, opening the folder and turning a page. Ebenezer scanned it, then signed it. Peabody turned more pages.
"Very good. Then an approval on the revision of wages for wardens. Initial there, please. Thank you. And the last one is approval for ensuring Wizard Lafortier's holdings are transferred to his heirs."
"Only three?" Ebenezer asked.
"The others are eyes only, sir."
Ebenezer sighed. "I'll drop by my office when I'm free to sign them."
"Sooner is better, sir," Peabody said.
He blinked and seemed to notice me for the first time.
"Ah, Warden Dresden, what brings you here?"
"I thought I'd come see if someone wanted help taking Morgan down," I drawled. Peabody gulped.
"I see."
"Has Injun Joe found anything?" Ebenezer asked. Peabody's voice became laced with diffident disapproval as he answered.
"Wizard Listens to Wind is deep in preparations for investigative divination, sir."
"So no," I said. Peabody sniffed.
"Not yet. Between him and the Merlin, I'm sure they'll turn up precisely how Warden Morgan managed to bypass Senior Counsel's security."
He glanced at me and said, in a perfectly polite tone,
"They are both wizards of considerable experience and skill, after all."
I glowered at Peabody, but I couldn't think of a good dig before he had accepted the papers and pen back from Ebenezer. Peabody nodded to him and said,
"Thank you, sir."
Ebenezer nodded absently as he picked up his coffee cup, and Peabody bustled out again. "Paper-pushing twit," I muttered under my breath.
"Invaluable paper-pushing twit," Ebenezer corrected me. "What he does isn't dramatic, but his organizational skills have been a critical asset since the outbreak of the war."
I snorted. "Bureaucromancer." Ebenezer smiled faintly as he finished his cup, the first couple of fingertips of his right hand stained with blue ink. Then he rose and stretched, drawing several faint popping sounds from his joints.
"Can't fight a war without clerks, hoss."
I stared down at my half cup of coffee.
"Sir,"
I said quietly,
"speaking hypothetically, what if Morgan is innocent?"
He frowned down at me for a long moment. "I thought you wanted a piece of him. I've got this weird tick where I don't want to watch wrongly accused men beheaded."
"Well, naturally you do. But, Hoss, you've got to understand."
Ebenezer froze abruptly and his eyes widened. They went distant with thought for a moment, and I could all but hear gears turning in his head. His eyes snapped back to mine, and he drew in a slow breath, speaking in a murmur.
"So that's it. You sure?"
I nodded my head once.
"Hell's bells," the old man sighed. "You'd best start asking your questions a lot more careful than that, Hoss."
He lowered his chin and looked at me over the rims of his spectacles.
"Two heads fall as fast as one, you understand?"
I nodded slowly.
"Yeah. I don't know what I can do for you," he said. "I got my foot nailed to the floor here until Morgan's located." Assuming it's not a duck, I said, where do I start looking? He pursed his lips for a moment, then he nodded slowly and said, Injun Joe.